Hello, Stuart and Jody here at Carey Baptist Church in Malton. Welcome to join with us in our time of worship. This week is Mothering Sunday. You may be listening to this on Mothering Sunday, or you may be listening to it after Mothering Sunday, but this is the theme for this week. So let us pray. Lord, as we come to worship you, to engage with you, we pray that you would unite us with you through your Spirit and speak into our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And George is going to come and do the reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 22 to 35. Luke chapter 2, verses 22 to 35.
When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too."
Thank you, Jody. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word, and we pray that as we reflect on this Mothering Sunday, that you would speak to us by your Holy Spirit and bring this theme alive for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's always difficult to speak on Mothering Sunday when you aren't a mother. And what do I know about being a mother? However, speak I must, and today I'm going to point to Mary's experience of motherhood and touch upon how God is like a mother to us. From our reading, we can see Mary and Joseph presenting Jesus at the temple in Jerusalem. And the elderly Simeon has a revelation about who Jesus is. He has been promised that he will not die before seeing the Messiah. In verse 26, it said, it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. And then, moved by the Holy Spirit, he pours out and says in verse 29, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace." So he sees that his promise has been fulfilled and he's ready to go now. He's ready to die now. The bit that speaks to me from what Simeon is saying is especially the verses in 34 and 35 where he said, "Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, This child is destined to cause the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. Now, imagine that you are dedicating your child and you are told that a sword will pierce your soul. Imagine that being said at an infant baptism or a child dedication service. This child will cause you so much pain that it will feel like a sword piercing your very soul. You may want to hand back the child there and then and say to God, "No, thank you." We know in Mary's case, she saw her child, her son, tortured upon a Roman cross and brutally killed. What worse fate than that could you suffer, seeing your child suffer in such a way? We know that Mary knows what it's like to suffer, and that can be reassuring for mothers to know when they suffer on account of their own children. Maybe that is why some Catholics or Orthodox Christians pray to Mary, or rather ask Mary to pray for them. I remember once chatting with a Catholic priest friend of mine, and I said, "Why do you pray to Mary?" And he says, "Well, we don't strictly speaking pray to Mary. We ask Mary to pray or intercede for us." And I thought, well, yeah, you know, we could all do with all the prayers that we can get. And if you have Mary interceding for you, it can't be bad. Mary knew suffering, but God knows suffering too. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 19, it talks about in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself. God was in Christ on the cross. God doesn't observe the cross from afar as an observer, but in some real sense is on the cross. When we suffer, it is good to know that God knows what suffering is like, that God has suffered in his flesh, so to speak. And I think that God still suffers with us. God suffers with the mothers in the Ukraine as they mourn the death of their sons, of their children. God suffers with us as we watch our loved ones suffer. It's a hard job being a mother. Over the years, I've caused my mother to suffer, I'm sure, especially as a wild, unruly teenager. But now I see her suffering from Parkinson's disease. God can seem absent in these situations, but I believe he is with us in the midst of suffering, suffering with us and upholding us. We often talk in the Christian tradition about God being like a father. But on this Mothering Sunday, it's helpful to think about how God is like a mother. There are less female images in the Bible, but they are there here and there. For example, in Isaiah 66:13, it says, "As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem." God is beyond gender. God has masculine and feminine characteristics. He is like a father. She is like a mother. But God is a mystery beyond words and categories. Those of you who have been or are mothers will know the pain that Mary experienced and that God experiences even now. Mothering Sunday is a difficult, even hellish day for those who yearn to be mothers but have not had that desire fulfilled. Many will avoid church today, and who can blame them? But God knows your pain and co-labours with you even in the midst of it. In these days of war, when we see what's happening in the Ukraine on our television screens, and after coming out of 2 years of a pandemic, we all have our experiences of sorrow piercing our souls like a sword. Mary knows what it is like, but our fatherly, motherly God knows what it is like. And there is a certain comfort in knowing that, in knowing that we are not alone in our sorrow and our suffering. I will close with the lyrics from a song called "We Need Your Mother Love, O God," by the singer-songwriter Garth Hewitt. We need your mother love, O God, to keep and hold us tight. We need your mother love, O God, to lead us through the night. We need your Holy Spirit to comfort and to guide. May she give us courage to do what is right. We need your mother love, O God, to teach us how to live, a love that never forces, but draws because it gives. May we reject the pride that thinks that we are the best, that we deserve much more while others can have less. We need your mother love, O God, to teach us to say no to all the ways of violence, to all the ways of war. Forgive us for the way that we have supported evil deeds done in the name of our nation while we simply kept our peace. We need your mother love, O God, to teach us to say yes to all the ways of beauty, to all the ways that bless, to be gentle with creation and all God's creatures too, to treat the earth with kindness, to cherish and renew. We need your mother love, O God, so we're numbered with the meek. Forgive our need to dominate over the poor and weak, and men over women and race over race. Forgive us for the fear that hides the human face. We need your mother love, O God, to keep our spirits true to the values of your kingdom, to the attitudes from you. Blessed are the merciful, blessed are the meek, blessed are the humble, blessed are the weak. Let us pray. Loving God, who is like a father and mother to us, we pray that we would know you in the midst of our sorrow and our suffering, as a God who is with us, who upholds us and strengthens us and will carry us through. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's turn to the Lord with some prayers related to the theme for Mothering Sunday, praying for families. Let us pray. God, Father and Mother of us all, we pray for families in their joy, where parents are loving and children are lively, where home is comfortable and jobs secure. We pray that our joy may be hallowed by thanksgiving and our happiness increased by sharing it. Amid the blessings you send, keep us mindful of you, the one who sends them. Son of God, Saviour of all, joy and sword for sorrow for Mary's heart, we pray for families in their sorrow, where grief has come for a loved one, and where the love is no more, where jobs or homes are lost or health has failed, where neighbours or relatives make trouble and children are wayward, where one or another is left coping with more than they had bargained for, and nobody laughs or sings. Lord Jesus, in our desert and our Gethsemane, give us your grace and strength and peace. Holy Spirit of unity, wisdom and love, we pray for families in their growing, reconcile us with the fact of change in one another and in ourselves. Teach us that love need not be unaltering in order to be constant. Show us the loveliness of the baby face grown pimply with puberty, and the beauty of strong hands grown waxen veined in aged. Strengthen our relationships by contradiction and temper, as well as by acquiescence and peace. Creator Spirit, help us to grow towards mature humanity, measured by nothing less than the full stature of Christ. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, providence, grace, and love, fit our families for the life of the heavenly household and for the service of humanity. O Lord our God, make your way in our hearts and be glorified in the manner of our life together. And in a moment's quiet, we bring our own needs and concerns to the Lord. And remember especially the people of Ukraine, and we pray for a peaceful, democratic and diplomatic solution to the conflict there. We pray that you would uphold them and bring your peace and healing. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll close with a blessing. The blessing of God, life giver, pain bearer, love maker, be with us all. Now and always. Amen. Thank you for joining with us. Go well and God bless.